Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, what would you want left in your past if you were moving to a new place for a fresh start? All right, I wish I could leave behind all of my embarrassing drunk moments, including having to scream for a family wedding shuttle bus to pull over because I was going to get sick. Grandma wasn't mad. She was just disappointed.
Oh, that's worse than being mad.
Disappointed? Yes.
Oh, man, if you tell me that, you've broken my heart. And now I'm like, what? But why? What?
Oh, I've been divorced twice and I'm now on my third marriage. But third time is a charm. We've been married 13 years now. All right. Yeah, you wish you could leave those other two marriages in the past. I would like to leave financial mistakes I've made in the past.
Don't we all?
I would. And we've all been stupid a time or two. So
yeah, time or two.
We're with you.
Totally. Yeah. Still making those mistakes.
I mean, I didn't buy a couch over the weekend. Stupidly. Yeah.
Oh, but you really like it.
I do. Probably too much, to be honest with you.
I wish I could leave my supposed friends that turned out to be total backstabbers in my past. Wish I could leave my drug abuse in my past.
Oh, man, it's never too late. If you need help, there's people to reach out to.
Right. But
yeah,
also,
but as she's saying, or they're saying, that I've left it in my past. I wish I could just like have that part of my life not be part of my life anymore. I mean, I get that.
Yeah. Like move and be like, no, that wasn't me at all.
Right.
This is me.
Right.
You hope people in your life can just move on with you. You know? Oh, my wife and kids.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
My current wife and kids? Jeez.
I mean, man.
I hope you were kidding.
I don't know.
No, he wants to be unkidding.
Yeah.
Like, for
unwedded.
Sure.
I wish I could leave my criminal record in the past. Yeah, that makes sense.
Here, here.
My toxic. wait, is there some stuff we need to know? Okay. All right, my toxic job.
Right. Mm.
My disgusting house. I'm a bit of a hoarder.
Oh,
back to secrets.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. No, that came in. My house is not disgusting or too hoardy because of my husband.
Oh, I can't imagine
Wes, you'll learn this about me. I have a very hard time letting go of anything.
So. No, clarifying. Let me clarify. She has a hard time doing anything. She has a housekeeper, and that housekeeper is named Taylor.
Oh, I'm like, I have a housekeeper.
No, yeah, it's named Taylor.
Yeah. So our house is mildly a hoarder house, and it's not because we overly keep things because we can't let go of them. My wife thinks we can sell everything.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter what, like, we have boxes and bins and bins and bins of t-shirts because she has them all listed on a Poshmark. Because it doesn't matter if we can make $2 on it, why get rid of it when we can make $2? So we have, like, that is like a unhealthy thing we have is like our hoard. And I'm all about it too because I'm like, wait, I just made.
How can she sell sports memorabilia? Because during
help.
The pandemic, I bought a lot of it and I need to get rid of a lot of it.
Maybe, she would figure it out.
I bet. I mean, this could be great. She could help us. I've got things to sell too.
This is great.
Well,
I've got an old
wedding dress. I mean, I got some things that need to go.
My wife would be like, all right, if I can get 20%, I'll do it.
Damn it. Right. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, exactly. All right. A couple more things that people wish they could leave in their past. Their in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
All of my parking tickets. My cheating ex.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, you would like that for sure. My debt. Wish I could leave that in the past.
Yeah, boy. Again, preach on that one.
All right, there you go. Thank you for sending in your secrets.
Okay, well, that is awesome. We appreciate all of them.